producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea, and Jean has actually figured out a way to beat the system because she called before the program even started and said to Shane, can you call me back when she starts? And we said, of course we can. So I have much to talk with you about today, including theater, including I've had some new thoughts about the NFL, which I think may surprise you. I've been thinking about it a lot. And I'll tell you why I've been thinking about it a lot and what the change in my perspective is and what I think we should do. But for right now, let's talk to Jean. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. How are you?
I'm much better today. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm okay. I just wanted to get your take on something. I'm really nervous. I got to get my thoughts together.
That's right. Just take a deep breath. You're going to be okay. I'm not going to bite you even once.
I don't want to go off the deep end like you say sometimes. I have a coworker or had a coworker that I've worked with for many, many years. It's been about 3 months. And he committed suicide. And like so many others, you wonder why. That's always the question.
Yeah.
And the problem I had, there were so many rumors and what have you going around the work area. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts are. When a person gets to that state of mind where they feel as though this is the only way, are they quickly to be labeled? Because many people are saying, oh, he was crazy or he must have been crazy or he... Is it as simple as that?
I don't think it is. I think that, first of all, one of the issues about being alive and being human is that we can contemplate options. And I think, for example, if you knew that somebody had chronic intractable pain, that they were just in pain every moment of their life, that you could understand that deciding to opt out, that they just got tired and they decided they really didn't want to do it anymore and they opted out. There have been a couple of movies in the last couple of months about people who are on life support who decided they didn't want to live that way anymore, and they opted out. I think we can always understand it, or perhaps more easily understand it, when it's a physical pain. When it's an emotional pain, when people can't see that they will ever feel any less awful than they do at this moment, then it's a little more complicated for us to understand because there aren't obvious symptoms. If somebody has cancer and they know that they're dying and they know that it's going to be a terrible death and it's going to be painful and lingering and undignified, we can say, well, you know, we feel terrible about it, but we can understand it. But when it's someone feeling that they have no way out, It's sort of interesting because as we both Shane and I admitted, which I think we're not supposed to do as professionals, but both of us did. Both of us felt horrible yesterday, and we came, and I think we just wanted a huge amount of sympathy. And I said to him and to me both yesterday, you know, we feel crummy, but it's not going to last. And once you know it's not going to last, you know, when you're in the dentist chair or when you get a blinding headache, that you know it's not going to last, you can tolerate it. When you have the sense that there is no way out, it's always going to be like this, it's never going to get any better, and it may get worse, the options of staying around and submitting to that pain can seem overwhelming. So I don't think you have to be crazy. What you have to do is be despairing. You have the sense that there is no way out, that you're literally trapped, and there's not, things are never going to get any better, which is why that sometimes people who are suicidal, if the intervention comes, can can avoid it, because it may be that even though they feel that there's no sense, there's no way out, that they can be medicated, or that it is in fact a temporary situation. And I think that people who, loved ones, professionals, people who try and save them, believe that. They believe that when somebody's feeling suicidal, it is a momentary feeling, that it may not be accurate. That they feel, the person who is despairing feels that it will never get any better. Those of us who hope to help them feel it will, and that we can help them get better so they won't feel this way anymore. Sometimes we're right. Sometimes we're not. So I think the idea that he had to be crazy is your coworkers arming themselves with the notion that as long as they're not crazy, they'll never feel that way. Because I've said before that when I was fairly young in college, that by the time I graduated, and I graduated fairly young, that each of my roommate, people on either side of me, and people across the hall, women across the hall, had all suicided. And at a school where there were basically, I think, 45 women in my graduating class, that's a pretty whopping percentage of suicide. So, and I did exactly what you're doing, which is saying, well, what makes them different from me? And so, you know, you can't really talk very much with somebody who's not there anymore. But so I think it's partially what's informed my career decision and my research, is saying, well, what is it about suicide? And I think what we understand is that it is that sense of despair, that we know, for example, that women who are depressed before they give birth are much more prone to postpartum depression than women who are not. We know that depression is a contributing factor to suicide. But there are also suicides that seem to have no sort of warning signs ahead of time. We know the warning signs when they exist, of people being depressed, people being very weepy, people giving away their most valuable possessions, people saying goodbye. But there aren't always those warning signs. We know that sometimes suicide can be a plea for help, and sometimes it's not at all. So it's a much more complicated action than just saying, well, they must have been crazy.
I've heard you say in the past that you thought a person that commits suicide, correct me if I'm saying it wrong or not using the right word, that it's a selfish act. It's a selfish act because they're not thinking about the people that they're leaving behind.
I probably said more that it's, you know, that the idea that when you're feeling great pain, you don't think about another soul. It's not that it's selfish or unselfish. It's just that other people's feelings are no longer relevant at that moment. You're just not capable of processing that. It's kind of like when you have a terrible headache and one of your kids says, Mom, you know, can you help me with this? What you're likely to say is, not right now. And it's not that you don't love your kid. It's not that you don't want to be helpful. It's just that you're being overwhelmed by something else at that moment. So I think that suicide is certainly a self-centered act. That's not the same as selfish per se. I don't think the intent is to say, I'm going to punish you, although that happens occasionally as well. But the motives for suicide are, if not infinite, are certainly varied. One is intractable pain. One is, in fact, punishment, I'll show you. One is a cry for attention. One can be just kind of a momentary glitch that because you couldn't get out of your own way, because there was, it's not a great decision under most circumstances, although I've certainly, hopefully, given you some thought that it at some point that it may make at least some partial sense, or at least to find out whether or not the pain that you're feeling is in fact endless, or in fact there is some choice about it, there is some end to it. That my point about suicide is that it's a time where you can't decide quite often what to have for breakfast. So deciding whether or not to stay around on this planet, you want to, that's a decision that is literally life-ending. So you want to make sure that you have all of your best self about you to make that decision. And sometimes people do. I think there truly are people who decide, you know, I've thought it all out, you know, this is what I'm going to do. And it is not a crazy act. It is perhaps not a generous act, but when you're feeling terrible, generosity is not necessarily on your agenda. Let me hold on for you for a minute, Gene, and see if there are any other questions I can answer for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talk talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, in case you are more numerical than... what would it be called? Literal, I suppose, by definition, right?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I guess it would be. All right, we're talking with Jean about her being really upset, and understandably, about the suicide of a coworker 3 months ago. And the consensus at work seems to be, well, he must have been crazy. And she's saying, is that true? And I said, well, not necessarily, although people who are suffering mental problems have a higher rate of suicide for the same reason that I was just talking about, is they feel there's no way out. There's no, that they're always going to feel this way, that they can't trust their emotions. And people who are depressed are obviously more at risk for suicide than people who are, for example, manic. And schizophrenia can sometimes be a contributing factor to suicide, although not as commonly as depression. Are there other questions I can answer for you here, other things that you'd like to talk about?
I guess just the last thing is, I don't really know if there would have been anything I could say or do at that time to change his mind if that was already what he decided to do. So I guess my last question is, if a person gets to that state of mind, what would you recommend?
Okay, very excellent question. Excellent question. Here's what I would suggest. Trying to convince somebody that they have reasons to live is a waste of your breath and a waste of their time. It just doesn't work. Because just as in your question about whether it's selfish, that isn't how they're thinking about things. It's just not going to happen. But what you can say is, it must feel really lousy to be you right now. How about if we got you to somebody for you to talk to that can maybe help you? And if you still want to kill yourself, I suppose that's something that you have an option of doing, but at least you've looked at the options. So I think what I would do is go to somebody and say, gee, it must feel really scary to be you right now. Let's see, would you be willing to talk to somebody? And even if, look, there are family members who've called the police, for example. There are family members who've gotten people involuntarily committed. And my whole thing is, you're better off losing a friend or having somebody furious with you at Thanksgiving than having them die. So I think if anybody around you seems to be in that frame of mind, and you may not have any symptoms. They may not. But I think it's an important thing to not try to talk them out of it, but to get them some help.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. And I think that, it's really interesting. The people who have, I think it was Detroit, believe it or not, who did a pilot study where they took bartenders, cab drivers, and hairdressers and talked to them about suicide prevention. And the rate of suicide, because they figured that's the first place people go when they're feeling suicidal, is, that may be the place that somebody talks about what's going on for them. So I thought that was a brilliant solution. And the idea being that they didn't talk, it's not so much that they sort of worked as the alternative to a therapist, but they got the person to a therapist. So I thought that was a brilliant kind of program. Because that's one of the issues, is that quite often, even when people most need some help, they're not going to get it. So,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your calling, and hopefully there'll be some, if not comfort, because I think we are haunted when people suicide, and we feel somehow responsible. As I said, I actually, when my roommate actually committed suicide on the night I was married, and the faculty advisor for my college was a psychologist, and I wrote and said, you know, how did I miss this? I feel so bad. Not understanding that he probably felt worse than I did about it. But what he said was really helpful in some ways and probably, again, helped me become a better therapist than I would have ordinarily. Is he said, don't be arrogant. You know, somebody decides to do this. You know, don't assume that you were that important to her. And I think it was both true and false at the same time, and comforting and terrifying at the same time as well. But the idea is, when somebody really decides that they want to kill themselves, quite often they do. Sometimes that isn't what they intended. They wanted some attention, or they wanted some help, or they wanted to punish somebody. But sometimes it is. And those people tend to keep trying until they succeed, or what they would view as succeed.
But so. Therapy would be the very first place to start.
Well, at least and the therapy actually isn't the first. Getting somebody hospitalized so they get out of their own way, so they actually can't hurt themselves, is quite often the best thing to do, just because it may be that what you're able to do is buy them some time, and that time gives them the chance to feel better or to find a therapist or whatever. So it's not, therapy isn't for somebody who's suicidal, takes too long. You know, what you want to do is get somebody out of their own way to begin with. So it's not therapy is the first, it's just saving them. You know, it's just getting them so they can't hurt themselves temporarily. Which, as you can imagine, if somebody actually wants to kill themselves, they're not going to be thrilled about that either. So it's a complicated issue. And there are people who was it? Kevorkian said that, you know, that people should be assisted suicide, that this should be something that people are allowed to do. And in some countries, it is acceptable. And I think it happens more often, but that's a different issue. That's dealing with the first thing that I think everybody understands, which is chronic intractable physical pain, where people feel they're not going to get any better and that this is the only way out. And he's saying, why should we prolong people's suffering? And, you know, there is that whole kind of, it happens a lot more than we think. But, all right, so. Hopefully you feel a little better, or at least understand a little more, yes?
I do.
Okay.
And I thank you again. Thanks.
Jean, I'm delighted I was able to be here for you. All right? Thank you. 855-99-DR-JOY. Lori, what we're probably going to do is start, and then I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you so you have as much time as you need. But let's get started on what I can help you with. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's on your mind, Cookie?
Oh, hi, Dr. Joy. I didn't realize it was you. The reason I'm calling is because I have a friend who speaks so much. It's incessantly speaking all the time. And sometimes it gets on your nerves. I'd like to know how to handle it. And also, there's another friend in our group who she always puts down. And I think it's because that particular friend dresses nicely and she's thinner than she is. How would I handle someone like that?
All right, well, we've got three separate problems. So let's see. Let's separate them out. I'm sympathetic with you. I'm big around people who use words as a way of kind of enfolding you. Let's tackle the other two first, because the other two are somewhat easy, right? So we'll tackle what to do when somebody badmouths somebody else. And so the first one is talking too much. The second one is badmouthing. What was the third issue? All right, you come. I'll tell you what. I'll come back to it in a minute anyway. All right, and we'll talk together. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815 or visit irefusetoage.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. We're talking with Lori, who has a friend who, number one, talks too much, and second of all, badmouths people. What was the third issue?
She puts her down because I do think she's a little heavier than my friend that she puts down.
All right, but what's there? That was the second issue. What's the third?
No, that's
so. Those are three.
Yeah, right.
So she badmouths people in general, and
yeah.
and is unpleasant about the one. All right, let's deal with those two because they're similar kinds of issues. With respect to the friend that she puts down, say, listen, I love you dearly, and I would never let Sarah say something ugly about you in my presence, and I'm going to have the same rule for you. Is that I will listen to you talk about anybody positively, but it hurts my heart, and I know that you're a really nice person, and it's really troublesome for me. That's number one. And then you can expand that out to say, hey, listen, I have a tendency, my New Year's resolution, and I'm starting it now for the new school year, because that seems to me where all of us learn to be little rumor mongers, to say ugly things about each other, as it came from, I don't know, junior high school or something. But this school year and going forward, I've decided I'm going to say only positive things about people. And if I don't have something nice to say, I'm not going to say anything at all. And
wonderful.
I'm going to expand that to saying I don't want to hear anything about anything negative about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she may, and as long as you don't say, look, you're a gossip and I hate you,
right,
she'll probably listen to you say it, because you're not saying she's a bad person. You're saying, I have this problem with it. I, Lori, have this problem with it, and I don't want to do it anymore. I don't like that in myself, and I could use your help in not doing that. So I'd appreciate if you won't share that with me, and should I say anything negative about anybody, I'll give you $20 on the spot.
That's a wonderful suggestion,
okay.
Dr.
Right.
Joy. Thank you.
All right, now let's go back to the more complicated one.
Okay.
Which is, how do you, I mean, clearly, people who talk too much, I would go along and say that people who talk too much are insecure. And what they feel is if they stop talking, you'll stop paying attention to them. You'll walk away from them. So they talk as a way of keeping you almost tied to them, tethered to them. So one of the things that you can say when someone's talking too much is, you know, that's a really interesting thought. I thought maybe I should share my feelings on it as well. In other words, you can interrupt. And you could say, you can also say, do you know what? I just was trying to remember something. If you'll just give me a couple minutes of just silence, I think I could remember it again. In other words, you can't really say to somebody, you're exhausting. You talk all the time. Can't you be still? I actually had, and I was on a date with somebody, and this was years ago, and I was kind of nervous, I think, and I really wasn't that enamored of him, to be quite honest. And I think I was chattering because we were in the car, which I'm not crazy about long car trips. And so I was chattering, and which, you know, I've been known to do. And he said, could we just have a little silence? Would that be okay? And I thought, that was sort of an interesting approach because it stung just enough for me to pay attention to it, but not so much that I thought, okay, I went out of this car. I'm going home. So, you know, and I think with a friend that you really care about,
mm-hmm. Okay.
There's also the approach. And I'm not sure I would do it the same time we do the rumor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, one of the possibilities, well, let me amend that a little bit because I just thought of a way to do it kind of gracefully, of doing this whole thing of, okay, number one, you can't talk about Sarah because it breaks my heart and she's my friend and I wouldn't let her say ugly things about you. Number two, it's a larger issue that there's a part of me that's been a gossip since I was a kid and I don't like that part of me, so I'm going to change it. And I'd really appreciate it if you could help me by not gossiping about anybody, and should I gossip, if I say anything negative about anybody, I'll give you $20 every time I do it. And third of all, it occurs to me, since we're not going to be gossiping anymore, we may need to figure out two things. First of all, that it's okay to be silent with each other occasionally. Ta-da, dun, dun, dun. And also, you don't have to put the dun, dun, dun in it. And also, finding things to talk about that both of us are interested in, which means we can both have opinions. And that may at least slow her down, because if she's not talking all of the time, that we have a little silence, we've given each other permission to just be around each other. And second of all, that we're talking about world events or global warming or movies or whatever. So those are the three things I would try.
That's wonderful. Thank you for your suggestions. You're so wonderful. I always listen to you.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you, Doctor. Bye.
My pleasure, Lori. Well, you know, we're two for two so far. I don't know, Shane. Maybe we should just hang it up and go home because everybody likes us so far.
Yeah. I might end on a good note that way, right?
Well, maybe we could keep it up for another couple of hours.
I think we can.
Yep. Okay. All right. So here's the deal. You know, I had mentioned earlier. What have I got here? I've got 4 or 5 minutes. All right, that's probably all I need. All right, so I was thinking about this NFL thing with Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice, and I was thinking, okay, I just did a whole thing yesterday about discipline being not catching somebody doing something wrong, right? That's not the job of parent.
Mm-hmm.
The job of parenting is to help our kids understand consequence and to guide them on a path that they may or may not choose to follow, but at least to put that path out for them, to educate them. So I've decided, and I know that I was adamant about this because, I mean, the idea of whipping a kid with a stick just nauseates me.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of, you know, that video really bothered me. And I think I reacted more from emotion than from thoughtfulness. So here's mm-hmm. what I would do. The first thing I would do is I would have the NFL make it a requirement that you were not convicted of any felony before you could join the NFL, like the Army, right?
Yeah, sure.
Number one, no felonies. Number two, that if you've been, everybody goes through anger management, period, everybody in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So number one, that if a kid has a violent record, They can't go and film because this has
right.
to start before you're
yep.
a 23-year-old running back.
Exactly.
Right? This has to start
yep.
much earlier.
Yep.
So the deal is, because what we're trying to do is deter, right? Not punish per se, but deter.
Right.
So number one, I think the deal has to be, if you've ever been convicted of any felony, any violent crime, that you cannot be in the NFL, period. That's it. Number two, that everybody who joins the NFL has to go through anger management and sensitivity training, period. No exceptions. And that the anger management can be tailor-made to whomever the person is, so it's not blanket, it's not uniform, it's not everybody goes to sleep like going to driver's ed once you've gotten a traffic ticket. No. It's specific stuff where people... And so we're changing the requirements, the admission requirements, and hopefully the climate. So a 15-year-old who smacks his girlfriend around is not going to get in the NFL if anybody finds out about it, right?
Right.
The other thing that we do is that we encourage the climate that says this isn't the way to be a real man. Real men don't hit children and they don't hit women. Now what do we do? So I think we have to revise the entire requirement because then we further say, because these guys really were not put on notice about it very much, that if there's even one example of domestic violence during your career, one, you are out. Because unless you do that, it's going to be hidden and it's going to occur. But the point about Adrian and Ray is that they weren't told any of that. That they existed in a climate where it was at best ambiguous or ambivalent. There was there's no rules.
Yeah.
So the question is, what do we do about these two guys? Well, I mean, I think that they are certainly culpable, and had they done this as civilians, they'd both be in jail, which dealt with your issue yesterday about losing their jobs.
Right.
But I think what I would do is make them the poster boys at this moment. Instead of suspending them indefinitely, I would probably suspend them for a year.
Okay.
With the idea being that during that year, that they receive some kind of salary,
yep.
not
mm-hmm.
their full salary, because...
Right.
$4 million, I mean, even half of $4 million is an awful lot of loot.
Right, right.
But something. And during that time, they go through anger management, and they go on the road to
right.
talk about
yep.
violence and to go to each of the teams in the league. And it's mandatory that these guys get up in front of them and say, this is what can happen to you, except if it happens to you when you're in the NFL, you're out.
Yes, I could not agree more.
So rather than taking these guys and pretending that they're unique or unusual, they are not. They got caught.
Yep.
And we know that this is to say it's the tip of an iceberg doesn't begin to explain. It's the fragment on top of on the tip. I mean, it's so change the ethos, give these guys some kind of sanction, but make them go as poster boys to say, this shouldn't happen. It's going to cost you a career. It wasn't worth it. There are other ways, you know, that I've always had an anger problem. I was beaten, whatever it is. All right, that's my solution. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Alright, so part of the reason that I sort of rethought my whole thing about the NFL and Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson is that it seemed that I said one thing about them and another about parenting, and well, they're adults. And to a certain extent, you know, I don't know that that adults should that the NFL is parental per se. But it occurs to me that they have that role. And for those of you who are not keeping up, Adrian Peterson was suspended, I think, for the season. Wasn't it, Shane?
It's just indefinitely. At this point.
Yeah. Until I think both of them are going to be reinstated.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, I think depending on their sense of remorse, I guess, among other things, and I would pay the minimum wage. You know, I would pay the minimum wage.
Yep.
For the next year, with them going to each of the teams in the NFL and holding mandatory seminars, and going through anger management and basically being the poster children for saying, you know what, this could happen to you, and I think Roger has to go. Because I don't think he's going to implement any changes. I mean, look what's happened. He sort of covered up. He whitewashed with Ray Rice, and then with Adrian. I mean, it took public opinion to get him to do anything. Mm-hmm. Oh no, well he'll be all right.
Do you think he's going to go at this point?
Yeah, I think.
Do you? Yeah. I mean, I would assume so, but it's just taking
but
so long.
Just, I mean,
yeah.
I think he's probably made a deal that said, look, I'll go if under these circumstances I won't make a fuss and I won't, but yeah, I think he's been incompetent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think if his, no matter what, how you describe his goal to facilitate or to the expansion or to help the image or to promote public awareness, he's failed in all of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
All he's done is made a bunch of really rich guys richer. I don't know that that's his job description, although that may also be why he's still around.
Yeah, I was going to say that's what's keeping him there, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, so the deal is I think he has to go, and I think the next guy has to, and it would be lovely if it was Condoleezza, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree, yeah.
I'd even, Bill Clinton would be great at that. I was reading.
He probably would. I'm not sure he'd want to do it, but.
I've always thought he should be president of the U.N.,
I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Because he has all that clout.
Yeah, perfect.
And what I would do is just but I actually sent him a letter once that said I thought that would. He's got all that clout and all that sort of charisma, and he could make the UN really incredibly viable again. So
yes.
I would,
because
I'm a fan of the UN. I really am. So the point being that there needs to be those things that say once and you're out, that anybody who's been convicted of a felony can't join the NFL ever, that you have sensitivity training, including anger management, and it would change everything. Because if kids knew that you smack your girlfriend, you're not going to go, you can't play in the NFL. I mean, presumably some of that aggression would. I mean, because what we're trying to do is get a deterrent. Punishing people after the fact when they didn't know what the rules were is not fair.
Well, and especially there's such a push for these kids to be prepared early for this, anyways. You know, so I mean, make that part of it too. You know,
I agree. Yeah, it's a good point that if we're going to start the rules early, that we should start the training early as well. I mean, look, these kids are taught to block and to run and to throw. Why shouldn't they be taught to control their own emotions,
exactly,
their own anger? Because anger is a perfectly normal, reasonable, not bad emotion. There's nothing wrong with anger. It's the physical acting out of it that's a problem. So, all right. So the other thing I read about, which was an interesting article in New York Magazine, And it said in the old days that everybody could argue about sports, and there was no harm, no foul. That you could sort of boo the Red Sox or the Yankees or whatever, although I'm not a fan of booing. And everybody at the end of the game would go and you know, you'd have a beer together. And now that that sports has become about politics as well.
Yeah.
Everything's become about politics.
It has.
And the idea that we can talk about anything gently. I mean, they used to be bar bets, and nobody really cared because, you know, it really didn't make much difference. And now that it's all about, you know, this, you know, permissiveness or liberalism or conservative, and
it gets tiring, doesn't it?
exhausting. And not much fun. I mean, the idea that we can have differing opinions, as I said, for a large part of my life, I was, you know, I was a debater. I know that doesn't come as a great shock. And part of the deal about being in the National Forensic League, which was interesting enough, the NFL, but slightly different. Didn't ever have to wear a helmet or shoulder pads. Well, shoulder pads were optional. Is that you had to be able to take both sides of the question, that you had to take pro and con on any particular question, and you didn't know till the meet, to that round, which you were, if you were pro or con. So you could be in round one, you could be pro the same question. Round two, you could be against it. So you had to be able to see both sides of the question, and you had to be able to present both sides of the question, which is a great training ground for thinking, right? Because no matter where your heart lay, it didn't make any difference. You had to be able to make logical, effective points on either side. So that we like that a lot. You know, and so for a large part of my life, I thought, well, you know, I can do this. So when, for example, a date would say, well, it's green, I would say, well, what if we thought of it being yellow? I mean, what would happen then? And I thought this was really fun, and we'd talk about it. And I'm thinking, wow, this is really fun. And he's saying, he's going for my jugular. So we sort of learned that, I guess early on, that being able to see both sides of the question was not necessarily a huge advantage. And now it's deadly. It's lethal. I hosted a program for a year where I would have people who came on, and they would, whatever they were against nuclear power or something, and I would have them say, okay, take the other side, explain why nuclear power is the wave of the future. And they were not necessarily thrilled with me. So, all right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99. What have I got here? I've got about another minute. So if there's something you want to talk about, whether it's the NFL and my brand new, we could call it the Joy Proposal. We don't have to call it anything.
I like it.
And I think the guys should be paid minimum wage for a year. They should be on suspension for a year, but if they, you know, if they do a good job and they put their heart into it and they don't bash anybody during that year, I think they should be reinstated, because while I think that their acts were despicable, they weren't, I mean, and yeah, you can argue, and I would not disagree with you, that, you know, grown-ups should know we don't smack smaller people around, and we don't deck them, and, you know, that there are other ways that we can love people without hurting them. Yeah, they should know, but they clearly didn't, or wouldn't. So I think that, assuming that they get into this, that it makes some sense to me. And the NFL should change everything. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.